Good morning, welcome to the Flat Racing Guru. Today is Maidan, Friday the 19th of January, and we'll start off with the Arab Purebred race, race 1. I've just got to take the numbers down here, 14, 15, 13, 11 and 3 I thought were the ones with possibilities. I didn't look at it too long. Race 2 is the 6 furlong we own, presented by DP World Maiden Turf, and it's for 3-year-olds. My numbers are 15, 4 and 2. 15, Arabic Song, the damn one on debut, bred for turf. Number 4, Garled, 79 dirt, but New Zealand bred, so could possibly adapt. And number 2, Al Arbert, he has 70 turf form. But he has been running at Jebel Ali, which I've tipped him a couple of times at Jebel Ali. So he's transferring form from Jebel Ali dirt to turf. On pedigree, looks like he could handle it. Race 3. The numbers I've went for is 3-4-1-7. 3-4-1-7. Anything that stands out? Yeah, well, I tipped Mr. Cafu last time out. I don't like tipping horses that I've won last time out at Maidan, because I think they have sort of unless they, you know, they repeat their inform cycle. But mainly in these type of races, you know, there's certain classes, like it's Mr. Cafu's, like I've got him 94. But I've got other ones in front of him, like number 3, Takir, I've got him on 98, Maidan, over the different trips. So I thought 3-4-1-7, Takir could be the one there. That's the second stringer for Lacosta, Michael Costa, you know. I did like his run when he beat Naya. And I thought last time, they sort of have a pipe. That's what I'm saying about when they win. Mr. Cafu won last time. I mean, I'm not saying he can't win today, but normally they have a rest race where they're just prepping for the next race, and then they're ready, fully conditioned for one race. In these type of races, you can't expect these horses. The conditions are really tough on horses, and you can't keep expecting them to run 100% every single time, even if they won last time out, unless they're in a real good form cycle. And I don't know that. I'm just going off. If I was a trainer, that's what I would do with my horses, you know. So I thought Takid, last race, he was 9th in to morning, beating 14 length on the dirt. But I think, you know, he could come back to that form on 8th of December, where he posted at a 90, and with him carrying 9-6 here, he would be running off 98, and that's my top rated horse today. So I've got 3-4. Dion San, I've got on 97 all weather, and I think he could possibly transfer that all weather form. That's number 4, Dion San, to the dirt. So my numbers are 3-4-1-7 for race 3. Race 4, I have went for a Costa horse. That's number 7, Kefaf. I've got him dual purpose, rested last race, and I expect more today. And I've got him on 91 plus minimum. I have got horses on 98. That's number 1. Number 10, on both on 98. Number 4, I've got on 98, but Kefaf was on 91, but I think he can improve on this track. I mean, he did do a 90 on the February last year, and I think he's steadily improving. He did beat Wackett at Jebel Ali. I tipped him to beat Wackett, then I tipped Wackett and Wackett won. So the form's standing up, and I think his last run at Jebel Ali, he was just piping down. He wasn't going in for the win. And it is on turf now, so he's transferring, but he has run well on turf before. So I thought Kefaf was a more interesting one, and I got like 9-1 for him yesterday. And I think he's being back today, but I do think he's one of the most interesting horses. But here's the numbers I've got it for this race: 4, 7, 10, 5, 4, 1. And I'm not going to take too much time over these, like on the big meetings. When the big meetings come on, the big races come on, we'll go through every horse. But you know, you don't need to do this on these type of cards. We just need to get through them as quickly as possible so you can get your bets on if you're following me. Right, race 5. I've got... it's an interesting horse in this race 5, actually. That's Mizian, daughter of Justify. Now, Justify is a really good sire in America, one of the top new young sires. But the dam also ran at Maidan in a group, and it was a Group 1 winner at Santa Anita in the USA. So that's Mizian. I think this Mizian could be quite decent. What price have they got? Manama Gold is the favourite of that race. Number 7. Yeah, I've got Manama Gold definitely as a possible winner. 123 with improvement. I don't think anyone will touch that rate in Manama Gold. So if Mamana Cole actually runs her race, she'll win. But the one I fought was the danger. What's this Mizian, the debutant? I mean, the pedigree is absolutely fantastic. And the owner does like to turn his horses out really nicely. I am a fan of this owner, Sheikh Mohammed bin Khalifa Al Maktoum. He does like to have his horses a certain stamp, you know, and they always get turned out really nicely when you look at them all over the world, when they run all over the world, different trainers. They always turn out beautifully turned out horses. And he goes for a certain style, you know. But this is one of the best pedigrees I've seen for a while, you know, this Mizian. So 7-1 seems a bit over the, you know, a bit. Why would it be such a big price for a panic for a pedigree, a really smart pedigree like this? It's quite you know. But I have heard that they think a lot of this horse as well, so. I don't know why it's 7-1, but we'll see. The likes of Wild Goddess is a turf horse, you know, and I didn't really fancy that one because it's running on dirt. And I don't know if it's an experiment. So really, I went for 7 and 8. So that's Manama Gold and Mizian. And them are the two I really fancied. I did thought 10 and 3 had a chance as well for the placings. That's number 3, Kibo Misaki. I did like the pedigree, and what was the other one? 10. That's Wild Goddess. I put that on the bottom just in case, because it has got good turf form, you know, compared to the race standards. And I wouldn't leave La Fart, number 4, La Farty, out of it either. But it was 22 lengths behind Manama Gold last time out, but it did previously win. You know, 82 96, it did post 96. It needs a lot more improvement to get past you know, the favorite Manama Gold. I mean, that's sort of group 3, group 2 sort of standard already, Manama Gold. So we'll move on to the next race. Race 6, it's the Cape Verde. It's a Group 2, fillies and mares turf. Well, I thought number 1 English Road's definitely going to be a Guineas type. Definitely a Guineas type horse. English Road's 104 plus, that's what she's got so far. Daughter of Frankel, any amount of improvement to come. The dam was a Group 1 winning daughter of Dubawi, top class racing pedigree. Definitely a miler, Guineas contender. 8-11 looks a decent price to go in on odds on. I don't recommend odds on, but I can't see any horse even touching this. All the rest of these horses are like maximum Group 3 standard, and I think English Rose is Group 1 standard. I mean, she's only had 2 races and the last time off 90, improvement on Kemp and all weather, and a $5,000 maiden, but there's just so much class there, and you could see the class in the horse. You know that this horse is going to improve every time this horse runs. It's going to like add another 10, 12 pounds, you know, in racing class on it, you know, in yardage. So 104 last times, I reckon extra 14 pounds today, 114, 118, and probably even more if required. And the best I've got, you know, the best I've got is the group three horses, number 8 Stenton Glider, 116, posted twice. Keen going, sorts are not ideal for this track if applies it to today. Number 5 Shining Jewel, tons of stamina on the bottom. This is a good horse to watch out for for later on in longer races, you know, when it's stretching out. This number 5 Shining Jewel, I don't think it's going to do anything today, but could be running on late. Looks a prep before stepping up and trip. Once this filly goes over 12 furlongs, I would sort of seriously look at the betting and the opposition. Late development horse also could be decent in middle distances in 2024. So make a note of this number 5 Shining Jewel. Not for today. See what it does today. See if it's running on well at the end of the race. I mean, it probably needs 10 furlongs minimum now, this type of horse. Mystic Pearl, highly tried horse, group 3, William Haggis, Tom Markhand, 5-1. I don't think that's a 5-1 chance. If it comes second, I'll be surprised. I think something else there. Nebras again, 108, not totally out of it, would benefit from a slow fraction because has got a lot of pace, so the race is very slow. Nebras again could pop up there at a big price for the placings. Shining Jewel, as I've already said, tons of stamina. Silver Lady, and maybe Silver Lady could probably get the second spot, I think, ahead of Mystic Pearl. Stenton Glider, too keen. So we'll go with obviously English Rose to win, 8-11. Not a very good price, but I think it will win. Silver Lady maybe second ahead of Mystic Pearl, possibly. Now that's the best race of the day, and now we'll just get through the rest of the races. Race 7, I've gone for Open Mind. I've got him on 117, or Al Salt, I've got him on 116. I think it'd be between those two. All the King's Men's coming for money, so you've got to watch that trainer. But I still think Al Salt, number 4, and 11 Open Mind, which is 12-1. I think that's a good price because I have got him top rate, even though he hasn't won a race. Charlie Bennett, Syed Bin Saru, I'm not sure about the jockey. Is he sort of a number 1 jockey where the trainer thinks he's got the horse in a condition that is going to win? Not sure. But it could just pop up, you know. So I think the main one there would be number 4, Al Salt. All the King's Men, Busala and Mysterious Knight, I would put them in exotics as well if you're doing the pools. I think, you know, Al Salt doesn't win, or Open Mind doesn't win. All the King's Men, Busala or Mysterious Knight could pop up. It's a strange race, that one. But I do think the value is number 11 Open Mind at 12-1. Ahead of, you know, the other Godolphin horse, Mysterious Knight, 104. He's done all right, yeah, he's done all right. But it's just he hasn't got a big enough. With 9-11 on his back, he's only coming up to 104. I mean, I've got 5 or 6 ahead of him on the ratings alone. So, you know, he'd need to step up a bit, but, you know, he can't be discounted. But I would go for number 4, Al Salt, to win the race. And then have a little each way on that Open Mind. Race 8, 1 mile dirt. We'll just get straight into the numbers, right? Imperial Ace, number 2. or 4 Tahi 96 plus. Imperial Ace, I've got 102 possible with a little bit improvement. Imperial Ace, or is it Imperial Empire? It's Imperial Ace. It's 11 to 1 as well, you know. I thought that was a decent price. I thought he could have been prepping the last time at Jebel Ali, and he's going to Maidan now. I think this trainer can get them to run well. I mean, if they don't run that well at Jebel Ali, I think they run much better at Maidan on the dirt. And I think this Imperial Ace, there's just something about him in the form that he could do well here. If not, number 4, Tahid, Tom Morcan, Michael Costa, I think he'll be the winner, number 4 or 2. I did think number 2 was the value. So I went 4-2-7-1 in that race for your exotic. So that's 4-2-7-1, race 8. And that's dirt. And we go the last race, which is turf. And I went for 2-5-7-1. Number 2, it's a very tough race, this. I mean, it's not much form to go on. The favourite is number 7, Mount Tabora, 8-13. But I thought the number 2, Algernon, was a bit of a value because it was in the same race as the favourite, Mount Tambora, just another length, a length and a bit behind it, and it was running on. So, you know, there's a lot of these things that happen, strangely. And it's only had 2 runs. The other horse, the favourite's had 4 runs. So there's more. I think there's more improvement from this Algernon. Is, you know, not a bad pedigree either, if you look at the pedigree. And I thought that one was a bit value, and that also number 5, S Edge, could be a little bit value at 8-1. So I went for 2-5 Algernon S Edge to beat the favourite. That's seven. And the bottom, I've got the number 1 Game Master at 50-1. If you can get 4 places each way extra, Game Master on the bottom at 50-1. I've got in 4th place. That's 2-5-7-1 for that race. And I've put the favourite in 3rd place, 8-13. I just don't think it's worth batting at 8-13. No way, when there's like 2 horses that could possibly beat it on form. And they look like 4-year-old improvers as well. So I went for the better prices here in 2-5-7-1. Right, that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow for Jebel Ali. Black Racing Guru signing out.